G'day and welcome to the first Blue Black Radio podcast. You're with Ryan Bishop, Alex Johnson, and special guest Nathan Cochran.
G'day.
Yep. So with the Blue Black Radio, we're looking at releasing an episode every week.
Exciting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
With special guests, hopefully every week, that we can interview.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Nathan, we just had the Athletics Day, actually, just been last Friday.
This Friday, wasn't it? Yeah.
Anything to add? Nathan Cochran probably came out as a senior athlete, fit little boy he is, entered in four races, came first in every one.
Yeah, well.
What races were they, Bishop?
So Nathan had the 400 metres under his belt, the 800 metres, 1500 metres and 3000 metres.
Wow.
Yeah, well, big week really. Started with a 3K on the Wednesday morning. Actually ran a personal best, which I had to with those top athletes out there, likes of Will Taylor, Oscar Victor, Sean Cernas, all right up there. Athletics Day on Friday, another big day, but managed to come away with the wins, so I'm pretty wrapped.
It's very impressive, well done.
Cheers, mate.
So the personal best was 4 minutes and 29 seconds. Was that a big surprise, or were you like, oh yeah, just another day at the office?
Well, you know, I've been working for it, training hard. To get the win and a personal best, it's just a bonus on top of that, really. Yeah, it's what you work for as an athlete, to just outdo your personal best, keep working at it. So, yeah, happy days.
So, how often do you go for runs? What does training consist of?
Yeah, well, at the moment, I'm just beginning tapering. So, it's, you know, easy days. You know, I'd actually have, you know, two or three rest days a week, just jogging, like I said to Bishop, Pilates weekly, good for stretching of the body, get all those small ligaments and whatnot. But when I'm full on into it, you know, 6 days a week, you know, big K's, you know, 70 K's a week, yeah, it's a big effort, but you know, at the end of the day, it's all worth it.
So next up on the agenda is Canterbury's. So how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, well, that's right, Bishop. Canterbury's next week. So Tuesday, got prelims, and so that's sort of your heats and whatnot. Then Saturday is your final.
And hopefully after that, South Island's, fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, exactly. It all depends how I go at Canterbury, I suppose. If I'm able to get that, I think, top three or top four mark, then, move through to the South Island's, which is the next, big event. Well, actually, it's the biggest event for this calendar, so yeah.
Wow. How are you feeling going into Canterbury's, into your heats? Are you feeling all right?
Well, yeah, feeling pretty good, really. I've been running pretty well. Just been taking it easy lately, like I said. But you know, body's pretty good shape. Possibly the best I've been in for a while. So hopefully, maybe a personal best. It is on a grass track, however. So, you know, maybe not a personal best, but hopefully some good placings.
You did mention just before that it's quite hard to get a school record on the grass track that we have at school at the moment, because it was the Athletics Day used to be taken part at QE2.
Well, that's right, Bishop. Nowadays at the Boys High Athletics Day, it's on the grass track. You know, it's 2 or 3 seconds per 400 metres. So, you know, if you take that into account...
Crucial, to be honest.
Well, you're quite right. If you're wanting to run a, you know, record, it's pretty unlikely. You're going to be, you know, right up there. Those boys running those, you know, those records back in those days on the track, you know, I'm not putting their names down, but, you know, it is on the track. So if I was able to...
You were to verse them on grass.
Well, that's right, Bishop. Well, you never know. If they're running on grass, maybe I could do the same sort of times, but that's how it is. You know, that's just one of the effects of the Christchurch earthquake, I suppose.
Do you think it's impossible though to get a record? Because I'm just looking here from our 2018 events in the junior 3000. Will Taylor got a record of 9 minutes and 40 seconds, and Ryan Barnes got the triple jump record for the seniors with 13 meters.
So yeah,
you're not performing that? Well.
Well, I suppose you could say that. No, I think, Will Taylor is an exceptional athlete, especially over the 3K mark. so he's able to run those sort of, you know, sort of good times. I think what we've found at Boys High is we've never actually really had a good 3,000 metre runner who's been hitting those sort of times that Will Taylor has. I'm actually in Will Taylor's training squad. He joins me with another bunch of boys. And so, you know, exceptional athlete. He's able to perform on the day. He'll get the record. As of Ryan Barnes, he's still got the track, I suppose, up around the top bend there. So he's not quite disadvantaged as much. Still an incredible athlete, Ryan Barnes.
On the subject of Ryan Barnes, he was actually in the 100 metre final, which was a photo finish.
Tell me about it. Yeah. How exciting was that?
Yeah, got to see the video. It's pretty good.
Down to the wire, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
With second equal Tyler Allen and Callum Moody. It's pretty good.
Well, it doesn't get much time than that, does it?
No.
I was there on the day as well. You might have been. As you'll probably see that in the blue and black video of the athletics day. Yeah, geez, unreal. Thought Barnes didn't have it in him, but you know, I think just his experience showed on the day.
He's been on a bit of bulk, so I was quite surprised that he managed to win it. I was quite proud of him.
Yeah, he's a big fella, but a lot of power there, and just the right amount of endurance just to pull through, I suppose.
It was close though, wasn't it? If you look back at the footage.
Yeah, well, you're quite
you
right.
Didn't, you didn't think Ryan Barnes would have it
no.
Coming up to the 30, 40, 50 metre mark.
Well, you're quite right. You know, even up to that 60, 70 metre, he was right on with Cullen and Tyler. He just had the extra little bit, I think, just the extra little kick just to pull through.
He also had been running events all day, so I was quite proud of him to
pull it out of the hat. Yeah, because, you're quite right, because he was in the 200, managed to win that as well. And then the year 13 form class relay, which
long jump and triple jump.
Yeah, goodness me, all over the
Nathan
place.
Nathan Cochran and Ryan Barnes, top athletes of the school,
pulling the school. Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Just want to have a look at your outfit on athletics day. You
really right.
You really went out there with the wig.
Yes.
Well, what were your thoughts behind that?
Well, I thought my last athletics day as a year 13, I thought, you know, just get involved, you know, committed, show some support and, you know, just show up on the day, you know, why not? Dress up, get involved, have a good time, really. Yeah.
Good on you.
So I noticed that you're wearing a wig. So do you think that affected
Well, dynamics?
Yeah. Well, I did talk to a few teachers about that. They said, Nathan, you know, what are you doing? You know, get the wig off. You know, you'll be breaking records.
That's probably why you're not getting a record. That's the wig.
Forget the clay stuff.
And I said, you're quite right, but, you know, I've got to show support for Deans, Dean Southsetters. And so, you know, get involved. Yeah, it's all part of the fun, I suppose. All part of the fun.
It was also Mr. Dacre's 40th athletics day.
Is that right?
A bit of a record, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
It's outstanding, yeah.
Has he been taking photos for most of his years, I suppose?
Well, Mr. Bone touched on how many rolls of film he's gone through. Bloody loads of them.
Yeah, it would have been. That's pretty incredible. 40 years. We haven't even been alive for half those years.
Mate, he's such a role model, isn't he? And what he does and the support he has for the school.
We're such a good sport.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always there, you know.
That's right. Yeah. He always seems to be enjoying himself out there.
Yeah. Absolutely fantastic effort from him.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go into the origin of Nathan Cochran? What happened there? So, when did you start to get into running?
Good question, Bishop. I could take it right back. You know, this could go on for a while, but I'll keep it brief. Began at University of Canterbury Athletics, I suppose. When I was about 7, sort of doing the club stuff weekly on a Wednesday night. As I got older, got involved in interclub on a Saturday morning with the likes of Brad Austin, Brandon Prinsloo, even Ryan Barnes was back there. And then as I got older, I suppose, just kept at it. I sort of realised I really enjoy the middle distance running. And that's where I am today, I suppose.
So are we expecting Nathan Cochran in the news soon? Well, Commonwealth Games?
Well, that's the goal. I suppose that's got to be the goal in a few years' time. you know, it's not going to be easy, that's for sure. But I think at the end of the day, if I've come this far, I just got to keep at it, keep the training up, possibly head over to America. That's sort of what the athletes do. Head over to America where the big competitions are and see where it goes from there, I suppose.
Have you done any international competitions before? Or
yeah, actually a few years ago now, the boys' high team went over to the Gold Coast and competed in a New Zealand, Australia and American competition. And the likes of Ryan Barnes, Lockie Milne, who's a year 13, Jake Nichols, head boy, from must have been 2016 now. We all headed over, Quinn Carson as well, and there's a fair share of medals there. Those boys in the senior 800 metres actually won the, well, Lockie won it, I got second and Jake got third, which is pretty uncalled really, you know, it's pretty incredible. Also, you know, relays, 4x400, we got second, I think, and the juniors also got second in the 4x400. Yeah.
Okay, let's try this. Take yourself out of the equation and take Ryan Barnes out of the equation.
Yes, yes.
Who do you think is the dark horse of athletics in school? Who's underrated? Who's the underdog?
Good question, Alexander. I suppose being the captain of athletics, I should know. I think for juniors, Will Taylor is a huge strength in the middle distance, long distance area. I know Jack Rogers, Jackson Deteri, the, you know, those fellas, they're incredibly good over the shorter distances. The likes of Josh Thiel, really good in the field, sort of triple jump, long jump, even has a go at discus. Now I've actually seen Ryan Sheehan, Rusi Samuli, Sam Fairbrother, those sort of fellas, they're sort of your seniors, I suppose, for field, on track. Moody, obviously, Callum Moody, he's very good. And also Sean Souness, Oscar Victor, those sort of fellas, they've always been there, you know, they always keep on my tail, you know, right on my toes. I think those are sort of boys you've got to watch out for. Pretty committed fellas, yeah.
That's good. Seems like there's quite a lot of depth in the athletics at boys' high.
Well, that's the thing. There's lots of fellas who are keen to be involved. It's just sort of getting the leadership and the direction from the boys, you know, and working with them, getting the juniors in. That's right, getting the depth in, and trying our best to get everybody involved. But you're quite right, with Canterbury's and South Island's coming up, it'll be interesting actually to see how the boys' high fellas go.
Oh, that's good. Do you think you have a rival in the school? Who'd be your main rival in terms of athletics and your running?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think for the overall point sort of system, it's always been Barnes. He's always sort of been the field sprint champ. And I've always sort of been up there with the middle distance, longer distance running. So in general, it'd be Ryan Barnes. However, with the boys in the middle distance and longer distance, it's been Oscar Victor and Sean Souness who have consistently been on my tail. And always making me work very hard to get those wins. I might make it look easy, but you know, they're always right up there behind me. And pushing me. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why I'm still committed to it, you know, and I haven't slacked off, because these boys, they keep me motivated, keep me working hard for it, yeah.
I actually competed in most of these races, Nathan Winnan. Amazed by the speed of how Nathan went. It was just amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, at the end of the day, it's all that I do, you know. I breathe athletics. Every
night. Pure roller skates, looks like.
Yeah, well, you know, just moving. No, I suppose after this many years, you've got to be fluid. And you just got to be able to do it. You just got to be able to attack it. It's not an easy sport. You've probably found that, Bishop. Not an easy sport to compete in. Got to be aggressive. Got to be pretty ballsy. But you know, it's right. Yeah.
Did you win anything, Bishop, in the athletics day?
No, no. I thought I'd take it away with the 800 metres, but what, you were a minute ahead of me in the 800 metres?
No, not quite. But, you know, you did outshow me in the 10K not a few years ago now. Yeah. So
back in year 11, 2016, I did win the 10K.
That's right.
I still so hold on to.
You showed your strength there. That was well done.
Someone who's probably been very influential in athletics at Boys High, Miss Toddy.
Yes, yeah, exactly, yeah.
How much of an impact did she have on your time here and on your athletics?
That's a very good question, Alexander. She meant a huge lot to us boys in the athletics and cross country department. Her leaving, you know, is a huge gap, which you can't fill. Unfortunately, you know, it can't be filled. Just her experience, just the years she's been there. I don't know, it's tough, I suppose. She was so committed, you know, to us boys, and so motivating. You know, she'd get up. She's not young, let's be honest, but she was the first there, you know. She was the first year there, last to go, every morning, you know, 7:30, 7 o'clock. She was always there.
That's awesome. Such an inspiration.
Absolutely, yeah.
On the calendar, it says 2 weeks from now, this is a city to surf. Are you participating in that? Or?
Well, look, I might be, Bishop. Depends, you know, how
it's a whole Christchurch event. You got to be there.
Well, yeah.
Representing the blue-black.
I could give it a go. I'm pretty sure there's a few other athletes, boys from Boys High, which may be participating.
Surely nothing compared to Nathan Cochran?
Well, I don't know. Those boys are pretty good over the longer distances. You know, sort of 3K is sort of, wow, max for me, really. But, you know, I have to think about it, see how it fits into my training schedule with, you know, Canterbury South Islands coming up.
Yeah. Oh, true.
He's a committed man, isn't he?
Yeah, well.
Committed to the sport.
Gotta be, I suppose, as with any other sport. Very motivating.
Yeah, I think we'll wrap it up there, boys. It's been the 6th of March, 2018. Been a first good episode. You'll find us on the iTunes or the Facebook website page.
It's true. We'll have an episode coming out every week, hopefully, with a special guest as well. Meanwhile, Nathan, fantastic having you along. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys. It's been a pleasure, and best of luck for the rest of your podcast.
Cheers.
See you next week.
This was good. That was